another global warning about recession. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The International Monetary Fund cutting its growth forecast, leading to more inflation questions at the White House, which points to Russia's war in Ukraine, raising food and gas prices.
And the president has done all that he can and will continue to do the work to bring those prices down.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. is in a stronger position than any other country to navigate global challenges. The White House COVID response coordinator is still getting questions about the president's comment last month that the pandemic is over.
Let me be very clear. The president also followed that up with COVID is not over.
The White House response chief, Dr. Ashish Jha, says they continue working to fight COVID, which is still killing hundreds of Americans each day. He says the new updated booster shots designed to target Omicron variants should provide a higher level of protection against infection, serious illness, and death. But he also warns as flu season kicks in.
What happens in the weeks and months ahead will have a large impact on how the winter goes. And really what happens in this winter is largely up to us as the American people.
Adding they continue to track the rise of more COVID subvariants around the world. British actress Angela Lansbury has died.
Hail as old as time.
Movies, Broadway, TV. Angela Lansbury conquered them all. Her voice and face known and beloved by generations of fans as the voice of Mrs. Potts in Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
As murder mystery writer and crime solver Jessica Fletcher in the long-running TV series Murder, She Wrote. She starred on Broadway as Mama Rose in Gypsy, as well as in Mame and The King and I.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. Lansbury, a three-time Oscar nominee, five-time Tony Award winner. She died early today at her home in L.A., just 5 days shy of her 97th birthday. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Fox News. A carbon monoxide leak at a Pennsylvania daycare center sends more than two dozen children and several adults to the hospital.
Allentown Mayor Matt Turk says all of the children have been stabilized. The initial call was for an unconscious child once unsafe air readings were taken.
They did triage in the parking lot, immediately called in partners from neighboring communities to make sure that we got everybody to hospitals.
The Happy Smiles Learning Center, Mayor Turk says, is now closed.
There's a number of permits that, or a number of inspections that they're going to have to pass prior to reopening.
He urged parents to check their kids' daycares to ensure they have hazard detectors and they're all in working order. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
NASA says its Save the World test worked, smashing into an asteroid to nudge it out of the way. They were hoping they could alter the asteroid's orbit around a companion space rock by 10 minutes. Instead, the change was about 32 minutes. Administrator Bill Nelson says NASA's trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us. A coronation date is set for Britain's new king.
The ceremony for the coronation of King Charles III is set for May 6th next year. An official statement from Buckingham Palace says it will take place at Westminster Abbey in London, where it has been done for the last 900 years. The coronation will be conducted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. The ceremony usually happens several months after a king or queen takes the throne to allow for a period of royal mourning, as well as time to organize and prepare the coronation. Buckingham Palace says the crowning of Camilla, Queen Consort, will also happen during the ceremony. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A choppy day with a mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow up 36 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ both falling. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.